Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch Matt Bowen. Bowen's a tough guy.
Matt Bowen.
And it's intercepted by Matt Bowen.
Miller, ton of time. But the coverage is good with Matt Bowen.
Seven-year NFL veteran.
Blitz coming from Bowen, and he knocks it out. The Redskins fall on top of it.
Matt Bowen's been the guy applying all the pressure.
Coach for IC Catholic football.
Matt Bowen, a man from Glen Ellyn, Illinois. He's very active.
NFL writer and analyst for ESPN.
You know, I have, and I'm sure you have too, Anthony, seen that ball change hands at the bottom of piles. And there are ways to get that football out the bottom of piles. A lot of stuff goes on down there, and a lot of stuff you can't talk about on the radio. And sometimes you get to come out with the football, and even if you don't have it, you start screaming and telling the ref that we do have.
Ball, right? Ball!
Third and one, here we go again. Here's the chance. The tush push, did he get it? You got a fumble here.
They're digging down there to find it.
But what it is, it becomes an identity or a culture of your football team. We've seen it before here. You saw with Lovie and how Lovie coached defense. I know it firsthand. Lovie was my defense coordinator way back in 2001 with the St. Louis Rams. And if you talk about it and you practice it, it becomes a part of your philosophy and that this is what we're going to do. And we can dictate certain situations, but we can also take the football away. Now you're really going to win on Sundays.
Bears seem convinced. Deshaun Wright, 26.
Oh, they have it. They do have it.
Yep. He freed it away.
Matt Bowen.
I have a simple rule with beer. I only drink beer that you can buy in 30 packs. So that, I'll leave you with that.
With Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Our segment with Matt Bowen is brought to you by McGrath Acura in Westmont. When you do the math, you'll choose McGrath. Matt Bowen joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Here I am with two Hawkeyes now.
30 packs is a lot of beer, man. It's a lot of beer to pack.
It is. Back in Iowa City, you can get the Bush Heavy.
The 30 pack. I was such an inexperienced drinker in Iowa City. Like the beer didn't taste right to me. You know, I had to try a few different. I tried something called Hawkeye Vodka one time and Slater.
Oh Hall. God! Oh,
that's not good. That's really bad for you,
Alex Coon, fellow
Hawkeye.
Oh, that's
right, because Alex also went to Iowa.
Hawkeye vodka is the worst.
Felt like I was drinking fuel. It had to be some kind of jet fuel that I was consuming. Yeah.
That's what it was. Oh, man, yeah.
Doesn't seem good.
Hawkeye vodka is not good for you. Not good for you.
No, it is not. Matt, thanks so much for joining us.
Morris, can you get in the Hawkeye vodka hourly sponsor there?
Our segment with Matt Bowen is brought to you by Hawkeye Vodka.
And we love them. They're great.
You don't want to drink it. So Matt, Friday, you're watching the Bears and the Eagles.
Yeah.
What stood out to you as impressive about that win?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I think it shows you where this football team is right now. Not where it's going to be at the end of the season or next year with Ben Johnson. Right now, the foundation of this football team is the run game. That's what the offense is built on. That's how they control tempo. That's how they create play-action opportunities. That's how they protect their defense at times also, because when you control the clock and control tempo, now you're in control of the entire football game. I think it's what you really saw on Friday, just the run game volume. And what they were able to do, it's what I think is one of the best defensive fronts in football. And really move them off the line of scrimmage, displace defenders at the point of attack, wash a player like Jalen Carter down the line of scrimmage to create open running lanes. I thought it was excellent football, especially for this time of the year. And like I said in the last time we talked, the run game and the defense, that travels when you get into December.
Can you just talk folks through being a defensive back, being a safety, and the amount of window dressing that's there, the amount right. of eye candy that's there in a Ben Johnson offense, and how for an alley runner like yourself who had no fear coming downhill, but in the way that can sap the aggression of the second and third level of a defense.
It's a great point, Anthony. What it does, I always use the term, it creates hesitation.
Yeah.
Right. And if you're hesitating as a defensive football player, you're not playing the top speed. You're not playing with your eyes. You're not trusting what you are seeing post-snap. Ben Johnson did a great job of that on Friday with multiple tight ends in the field, the pre-snap motion, the jet, the shifting, what they did post-snap, and just the ball handling of Caleb Williams when you got players moving all over the place. So now your run keys, they don't change, but you're telling yourself they change because your eyes start to drift into the backfield. That creates hesitation. That creates wasted movement. Now you are not at the point of attack quick enough, and that creates open run lanes. And another thing they did, Anthony, was very unusual wham blocks with the tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, tight end motioning across the line of scrimmage and coming back to trap or wham a nose tackle or a three technique and opening a running lane. So a lot of creative stuff that just adds to that foundation of what they are as a football team.
When a team is running the ball like the Bears were, do the DBs, do the safeties get antsy and they're like, you know, I know that I'm coming up in run support, so I'm going to get a head start on it? Because it felt like the Bears caught the Eagles slipping a couple times with the box getting heavy, and then it ended up being a pass like on the Kmet touchdown.
Right. Well, what it does, Lawrence, is you know, usually if you're playing against a team that's pass heavy, you give yourself more depth. Pre-snap, you might take a yard or two back in your stance, you know, protect you over the top, right, in case you do have a false step. But when a team is running the ball 40-plus times, what's the opposite? Well, I'm going to take a step forward now. I'm going to get there quicker. Okay, so you're thinking run pre-snap. And again, it goes back to your keys, not trusting your keys. Well, I've seen this backfield action all afternoon, and it's telling me run, but the next time it's a pass. And that's when you get caught. And you saw it, to your point on the Kmet touchdown. You had the corner. It was sitting shallow in the outside third. There was no deep help over the top in the outside third. And that's when Caleb could say, you know what, I'm going to take the outside corner out and go win this football game.
If I'm not mistaken, there's no one in the National Football League that's had more interceptions than Kevin Byard since he entered the sport. And for him to show this knack with multiple teams at multiple stages in his career, you play the position. How do you describe the way that he's able to at times appear to be baiting a quarterback into certain throws, but sometimes it's about being in the right place at the right time? What makes him such an exceptional ball hawk?
Well, I agree, Anthony. I'll tell you what, he's playing faster than he did last year.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you that right now. The play speed has increased. You don't see that with players later in their career. You never do. But what that tells you, it's someone who trusts the scheme, that's coaching with Dennis Allen, putting in position to be around the football. And also, to your point, go back a couple weeks ago when they played Minnesota, the interception he had against J.J. McCarthy. That's baiting a quarterback. He's showing low in the flat. He flips his hips and sinks underneath the throw. McCarthy didn't even see him. The interception he had on Friday against Jalen Hurts, that's just range over the top. Okay, and I don't think he showed that at a consistent rate last season. No disrespect to Matt Eberflus and that defense, but he did not, in my opinion. This year, he's simply playing faster, and he's getting to the point of attack at a quicker rate. And to your point, Anthony, he's a natural playmaker. And you're seeing that right now. This is the guy that should be going to the Pro Bowl this year based on the tape.
I'm with you. I think he could be end up being all pro. We will see what ends up happening with him. Matt Bowen is talking with us here about the Bears. We'll talk with Seth Rollins in a little bit here on the Spieg Going Home Show. Big Ant in for Spiegs. I've been calling what the Bears have been doing over the last couple of weeks heavy dime. The fact that C.J. Gardner-Johnson is not coming off the field, the fact that they haven't had their linebackers available and are still doing a pretty good job, what are you seeing? Why is it working?
Well, a couple of things. You look at what they did to the Eagles and Saquon in their run game on Friday. You know, I think Saquon only had one explosive play run. I tracked that at 10-plus yards. I think only one in the day. I think their edges were outstanding. I think Booker was outstanding on the edge, closing the edge, forcing the ball back inside. You had lateral pursuit to the football. Safety's playing downhill. And when you can stop the run, Lawrence, with multiple defensive backs in the field, you're doing a good job. That means you have defensive backs that are willing to play in the front, that can slide into the box and play cutback runs, that can pursue to the football and overall have a nasty play demeanor to them. That's what you really need, right? We could talk schematics all day. Do you want to be in the front or do you not? Because I play with defensive backs who do not want to be down there. They don't want to mix it up, right? But the guys that do, that expands your profile as a defense and what you can do from matchup ability as well.
To have the versatility at the tight end position that Ben Johnson demands and that the Bears are able to display with so many multi-tight end sets. And all of them, it feels to me, Bo, like they all do enough of the other stuff where you can't necessarily pencil one guy in for this is specifically his role on an individual play. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, I think so. I think the one difference, Anthony, is with Loveland, he gives you a little bit more matchup ability when flexing the formation. You know, he ran the in-breaker on Friday, had an explosive play, you know, on a, you call it a skinny post route. We've seen him what he can do inside the red zone. But to your point, no, they can both play in line. They can both flex outside. They're adequate positional blockers in the run game. That's what you need. And they can both move. Their movement traits matter the most. Going back to what we said at the top of the show, what they can do pre-snap and post-snap in the run game and how they can get loose in the pass game, that goes to their movement traits. So two matchup pieces for the Bears. I mean, look at the numbers right now, Anthony. The Bears are near the top. I mean, look at the run game in 12 personnel runs. That means you have two tight ends in the field. They're near the top in run percentage.
When I talk about the red zone to people offensively, the way I try to describe it is that you're either offensively, you're trying to either create space or a matchup. And coming into the season, I wasn't certain if the Bears had a matchup guy in the red zone. But to the discussion about Colston Loveland, it does feel to me like he's a player who has that potential. Maybe it's not necessarily just match him up, you know, backside a 3-by-1 and throw him a fade. But between his size and his ball skills, I do feel like we're seeing an emerging red zone target that's a real matchup issue. What is it about Loveland that creates kind of that matchup problem?
Well, you mentioned his size or his frame. That's part of it, right? But I think the other thing that we don't talk about enough is his foot quickness. Yeah. You don't talk about foot quickness enough with receivers or tight ends. It's always about top-end speed, right? That's why we watch the combine and look at the 40 times. That stuff's great. But to your point, Anthony, when you're in the red zone, the field is reduced. You don't run vertical routes down there anymore. So do you have the foot quickness to separate versus press coverage or tight coverage? That's what Loveland has. He can weave a defender, force him to expand outside, whether it's a linebacker or a safety, and then he has the foot quickness to separate inside. And that's where the rest of the traits come in, the strong hands, the point of attack, the frame, the shield, the defender. But to your point, Anthony, I do think he's a matchup player for them.
Matt's a good guy to ask an opinion on the conversation that we were having earlier about spread offenses and pro style seeming to come back into vogue in the NFL. At the high school level, there's a ton of spread. And I think that over a 15-year span, we saw a bunch of those quarterbacks matriculate to the NFL and coaches try to figure out how to make it work. I feel like I'm seeing a swing back to more pro-style concepts. So what does that mean for these younger quarterbacks? What are the things that they're going to have to learn? Because whether it's what's going on in New England or what's going on here in Chicago, the stuff that is clearly going on in Denver, these guys are benefiting from taking their skills that they have from the sets they were running in college and adding it to what pro style coaches want.
Right. I think the style of football we are watching right now is very similar to the style of football that Anthony and I played in the Big Ten in the 90s. Okay. Football, that stuff never goes out of style, right? It just changes. And to your point, Lawrence, there was a lot of spread passing elements that were added to the NFL probably over the last decade, right? More RPOs, more bubble screens, more trips to the field, taking advantage of space. To your point with the high school level, everything is trips to the field right now because there's so much space out there because of the wider hashes. But I think pro style in terms of, saying pro style football coming back into play, I think it is the tight ends. I think it is the run game. And what it tells quarterbacks is you don't have as many defined reads. You have more pro-level progressions, in my opinion. I think it's asking more of quarterbacks in the pass game when sets are reduced, when you have to get from one to two to three very quickly and then to your check down. So do I think it's going to stay? Yes, I do. I do, because I think right now you look around the league, a lot of two tight ends, a lot of 13 personnel, which is three tight ends. You're seeing the return of I-back sets. Okay, this is old-school football, but it's the same football. It's just run a different way. But to answer your question, yes, it's more on the quarterbacks to play this style of football than it is in a spread system.
I do like that it feels like there's more ease to the nuance of the conversation describing where Caleb is at in his development because the Bears are winning. So there's not the alarm bells every time he throws an incompletion that used to be the case in the past with all these first-round picks that they've kind of cycled through lately. That being said, how do you assess what you saw not only last Friday, but just maybe the last couple of weeks of Caleb? In games, the Bears are winning, but the completion percentage is getting almost lower and lower by the week.
I think the ball location still has to improve. Accuracy is the process of completing the pass, right? And that's great for high school football, but in the pros, it's more about ball location. Completing the pass with the proper location, whether you're delivering a runner's ball on a crosser to the upfield shoulder so it's in catch and go, or throwing a back shoulder ball, whatever it may be, location means everything. And I think that can improve with Caleb. One thing I saw on Friday in terms of mechanics was his front foot. If you think of a quarterback similar to a baseball player, when you're throwing the football, if your front foot is not pointed at your target, what that usually happens is the quarterback now overstrides. And when you overstride, you miss high. I think we saw that a lot on Friday with Caleb. He was missing high. And you've seen that throughout his course of his time in Chicago, especially in deep out routes and deep seven or corner routes. He misses high a lot. And that's stuff that can be coached. And I think we have to remember, we have to be patient. I know no one wants to be patient. But you're talking about a young quarterback, his second year as a professional athlete, with a brand-new head coach and a brand-new coaching staff. So is it a finished product? Absolutely not. And can he improve? Absolutely he can. But the one thing that separates him right now is the natural playmaking ability, the ability to play off schedule. He does it late in games. How many times has he made a critical play this football season late in the game? That's the one thing that separates him right now. Now imagine with the coaching and the development and expecting it to get to a point where you are satisfied as a coach, what he can be as a player in this league. I think it can be pretty high level.
Matt, when you were a Packer, we know that George talked to the rookies today, I believe, about what the rivalry means from the Chicago side of it. Was there any discussion of the rivalry from the Packer side of it when you were a player?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There was a different feel to the game, a different energy level. To me, it felt, coming from college, more like a bowl game. Okay? I just felt the stakes were higher. I remember one of my favorite games I've ever played is Monday night, 2002, when we played the Bears down in Champaign when they were redoing Soldier Field. Just the energy of that stadium that night, it felt like a college game, like a Big Ten game. And I think it's different. And no disrespect to any other team in the league, but you're not playing Jacksonville, you're not playing Carolina this week. You're just not. It's a natural rivalry game. It's the best rivalry in this league. And you will see a faster level of play. It will be more physical. And it'll be more emotional because it should be. because it matters more, in my opinion.
Matt, as always, man, we appreciate you. Thanks so much for joining us. And yes, Hawkeye Vodka is, of course, sold at Hy-Vee. Of course you can get.
Where else would it be sold?
probably the only place that it would be sold.
Where there's a helpful smile in every eye.
There's no doubt about that. Matt, thanks again, man. We appreciate you.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, Bo.
It's Matt Bowen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.